Most Holy Father, the English-speaking visitors and pilgrims present today wish to express to you their sentiments of respect and esteem, and to assure you of their prayers for your ministry as the successor of Peter. At the end of the audience, we will sing together the Our Father in Latin. The words are found on the back of your ticket. The Holy Father will then extend his apostolic blessing. It will impart his apostolic blessing, which he willingly extends to the members of your families at home. His Holiness also intends to bless any religious articles you may have brought for this purpose, and in a special way, his blessing goes to your children and to your loved ones who are sick. The following is a summary of the Holy Father's catechesis this morning. Dear brothers and sisters, continuing our catechesis on the sacraments of initiation, I wish to reflect on how we live the Eucharist in our daily lives, as a church and as individual Christians. First, the Eucharist affects the way we see others. In his life, Christ manifested his love by being with people and by sharing their desires and their problems. So too, the Eucharist brings us together with others, young and old, poor and affluent, neighbors and visitors. The Eucharist calls us to see all of them as our brothers and sisters, and to see in them the face of Christ. Second, in the Eucharist, we experience the forgiveness of God and the call to forgive. We celebrate the Eucharist not because we are worthy, but because we recognize our need for God's mercy, incarnate in Jesus Christ. In the Eucharist, we renew the gift of the body and blood of Christ for the remission of sins, and our hearts are enlarged to receive and show mercy. Third, in the Eucharistic celebration, we are nourished as the Christian community by Christ's word and life. It is from the Eucharist that the Church receives continually her identity and mission. It is in our celebration that Christ fills us with his grace so that our lives may be consonant with our worship of God in the liturgy. Let us live the Eucharist then in a spirit of faith and prayer, with the certainty that the Lord will bring to fulfillment all that he has promised.